Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back. We're black. We're brown. Ambition. It's me, Tiffany. I'm here flying solo dolo. Mandy will be back. She's just navigating some family stuff, but she will be back and blacker than ever, honey. But while she's gone, let me act bad. Oh, if you are new to the show we talk about money, personal finance, and living this brown skin in our brown lives, okay? And business. So I wanted to kind of give you like a rundown of like, so y'all know I went on vacation. I don't know if you know, but I did. And every quarter I try to take about a month off. So February I've been taking pretty light. And I just got back yesterday from Dubai and Tanzania, depending if you want to get. Well, actually, I would say I didn't go to mainland Tanzania. I went to Zanzibar, which is still part of Tanzania. And it was amazing. And I learned some amazing lessons that I wanted to share with you. Actually, I think I want to call this episode, It's All About the Community, Baby. Because that was the reason why I initially went to Dubai. So some months ago or some weeks ago, I had prayed and said, hey, you know, I've got such good family and friends and people that I care about in my kind of like personal community, but I had not done the work to develop a professional community, if you will. And I'm realizing in all things, community is critical. Like me and our producer, Imani, she and I were just talking about like getting cute, leaning into our feminine. And I was like, girl, I got my lash lady. Hey, Jessica of Springfield Spa in Springfield, New Jersey. I mean, the lashes be lashing. Not too much. Jessica is a queen of natural lash. So if you're watching me on video, you're like, she got lashes on? Exactly. I woke up like this, as far as you know. Right? And then I got my brow lady. You already know I love, where's Farrah from? I gotta shout her out. She's a sister and she is amazing. What is Farrah's? I gotta find it because I like to shout Farrah out. Secret to Plush, right? So she's right here. And is that Newark? I think that's Newark, Secret to Plush. Her name is Farrah. Don't nobody do brows like Farrah. When you find someone in your community of people that, you know, keep up your physical upkeep, like, you know how men are with their barbers. When you find someone who not only does the thing, but also loves to do the thing. And then on top of that, educates about the thing. That's how you know you found a winner in a chicken dinner, honey. So I'll be talking about Secrets to Plush and Farrah because I want her to stay open. Okay. Because I need these brows done. I have never had my brows done like this before. I've been going to the same lady, Lisa, in a nail salon since I was 14 years old in Plainfield, New Jersey. Shout out to Nails 3000. But anybody trying to drive 45 minutes all the way to Plainfield to get their brows done and to get cussed out in Chinese. Lisa, that's my homegirl, but she be cussing me out because I would take so long. And Farrah is super close, but also it's nice to support like a Black woman-owned business. And Secret Supply, she's just really kind, really nice, does a great job. So Farrah on the brows. My skin been skinning lately. Okay. Go ahead on over to YouTube. And so like I just been taking care of my skin. Okay. And if you're watching now, it looks like I cut my hair. I did not. For the first time, I am trying something called what are those things called? The pipe cleaner curls. Because one thing I learned, because I have a naturally long, beautiful face. And with a long face, I learned from the YouTube girlies that long hair sometimes elongates your face. It's not as flattering. So instead, I learned that like, ooh, hair up, which you guys see me put my hair up a lot, or hair big to give you volume actually is more flattering. I was like, ew. And so another part of my beauty community, Lila, who does my beat whenever I'm on TV, Lila Nima also does hair. So she came to my house before I left for vacation, put the pipe cleaner. I bought some black pipe cleaners off of Amazon. She put them in. So I'm rocking like the little, literally they're almost like in rollers, but it looks really cute. And then I'm going to take them out tomorrow. Or she gonna, because I'm speaking at a Meta event, Meta as in Facebook, International Women's Day Breakfast. So they want me to speak. Okay. And so she's going to take my curls out and do my face for that event. So I just share all that to say that in all areas, having community is critical. That, as y'all know, I'm leaning into my feminine even more, and or just in general, because I could be rough and tumble tomboy. And so I have gathered a community of people that I lean into. For I just, someone hit me the other day, was like, I'd love to do your nails. I see you never have them done. I was like, first of all, shady, but you're right, I don't. So I have them done now. Thanks, girl. So community in all areas of your life is important. So I've been really good for the last few years of the community of my sisters and staying connected there. You know, I have four sisters, my parents who I call regularly, my neighbors. Like this morning before I went for my walk, like sometimes after trash day, you know how like the sometimes there's just garbage on the street because your garbage can is knocked over. And just like, I hate that look. I don't want to come home and see not a piece of straw on the ground. So I woke up this morning and I cleaned the front of my house, my neighbor's house, the house across the street, put some gloves on because that's part of community. And it is not possible, especially in this day and age, to navigate without community. And so that's what brought me to Dubai, because I said I prayed that I want professional community, because I've got my beauty community, I've got my personal community, my family community, but I didn't really have people in the professional space that I could really go to like I used to. I mean, I certainly have some mentors, but community. And I had my first mastermind session at my friend's house in Dallas. She's been very successful in business, and it was like a black girl business session. It's six of us. Let me see. I'm not going to name names because I don't know if everybody wants to be named. So I'm like RDDT, me, T. I feel like I'm missing somebody else. So yeah, I want to say, and M. Okay. So five, six, seven of us. So seven dope black girls, some of them in the financial space, some of them not, who've been slaying. And it was just, it was awesome because no one understands you in business like a sister who's also in business. I mean, we shared everything from like what's going right in business, what's going wrong, but also our personal lives, the things that we're wanting for ourselves as women, as mothers, as wives, as everything. It was just amazing. I did that in Dallas in December, and it totally changed the trajectory of how I look at my business and even myself. Some of the advice they gave me has just shifted me and my business dramatically in a way that's so positive and uplifting. I'm excited about. And then as a result of meeting up with those women in December, one of those women had had a conference in January in Puerto Rico, and she said, come. And so she was like, you ain't got to worry about that. Meanwhile, this conference costs coin. She's like, you ain't got to worry about all that. Just get yourself down to Puerto Rico. So I flew to Puerto Rico. Some other of the women from the Black Girl, we actually call ourselves, the Bad Bitch Collective. I think the Bad Bitch Collective, something like that. And so we have like a text group and everything. And so some of us came down to support her conference. It was amazing. I met even more amazing people, two of which I'm hiring to do some like business things for me that I've been looking for. And so it was amazing to support her, but also it was amazing to enhance my community with other women. So that was awesome. And then I got an invite to go to Dubai for another mastermind. And at first I didn't want to go to Dubai because y'all know I didn't have the greatest time the first time I went a year or so ago for my sister's birthday. But I decided, well, I'm not going, you know, for partying. We're going to mastermind. And it was really interesting because it wasn't black women. There was one black woman there, but it was a wider swath. Like the woman who invited us, she's Japanese, one of the most followed people on TikTok when it comes to personal finance. I'm trying to think, Ali, he's Pakistani. Other one was Chinese herself. Another person, I think Carlos is Latino. So it was an amazing group, mixed like group of very successful entrepreneurs. and to be able to kind of learn from them. So I learned a lot about some things that I could be doing better, but also it was a great highlight to see how well I was doing, because sometimes you don't know. And just to hear how they were blown away by some of the things I'd accomplished, because they're some of the biggest in their space. You know, if I said their names, you'd be like, what? You know? And so to hear that they were like, wait, what? Tiffany, that's incredible. I'm like, okay, my numbers are incredible, but your numbers are incredible too. So it was just really amazing to each of these masterminds. It was two ways. One, I love the fact that they were free. I had never paid for a mastermind. I'm not opposed to it, but a lot of folks there had paid for masterminds up to $60,000. And they said, like, this is way better, you know, than the paid masterminds that they've been a part of. And so what I loved about these masterminds is usually for both of them, day one, it's the day that you give. Here is what I know. This is what I can teach you. And so I taught how to build community, you know, because, you know, I have my dream catchers, and how to build and monetize your community ethically and with integrity. So that's what I taught. And then on the second day, you got to say, here's where I'm struggling. And they got to pour into you to give you their tools, tips, and resources about what you can do to make things better. I mean, and some of the feedback I got was just so incredible. I was literally talking to my team today excitedly, like, yo, we switching up all these things and to take our business to the next level. And so I just share all that to say that you only can know and do what you know how to know and do. And sometimes what you've been really good at is no longer good to the world. Meaning, like, you might do business, or you might in your job, or even skincare or healthcare, whatever it is, that it worked once upon a time, but you got stuck there. And I know I have, and so many of us have, and you become good at a bad thing. Did you hear what I said? You become good at a bad thing. And I was getting really good, because I work hard, at bad things. And bad, not as in judgment bad, but as in not effective. You know, like when I was in high school, I used to use apricot scrub for my skin. Remember that apricot scrub? Child, that stuff used to tear your skin up. But at the time, I thought I was doing like such a good job. I mean, my skin was glowing or whatever. That stuff was terrible for you. But as I grew and learned, I realized, especially as you get older, you really don't want to be harsh to your skin. And so the only way for me to learn that is I had to introduce a dermatologist to my team. I had to ask other people who had great skin to my team. I followed skin influencers on social media. And so I started to build my community so I can learn something new, so I can do something new. So many of us are not getting the success, whether it's the way you look, whether it's your business, where you work. So many of you are stuck, not because you're not hard workers, is because you don't have any new information. You are good at the bad things. Things that maybe used to be good, no longer work, no longer viable, no longer helpful. And it's not because you did anything wrong. The world evolves and changes, and you need to as well. And before my husband passed away, I was really good at pre-pivoting. Seeing like, this don't work no more, or this is not going to work in 2 years. Let's put in work now. But after he passed away, I'm being honest, I just was not present in the business, rightfully so. You know, I'm just kind of coming back to a place where I'm like in the business now. And so normally it wouldn't have gone this far, like as far as like my business being really good at bad things, because I would have picked up on it sooner and pivoted, but I didn't. But so here we are. But as a result, I have done as much as I know how to do. And so I realize it is beyond what I know to do. It is, let me ask for advice from people who are doing, you know, and inject new ideas, new thoughts, new ways, so I can become good at good things again. Does that make sense? I just think about that, like in all areas, like the way I used to do my brows before, I remember like, I used to be really passive in so many areas of my life, certainly not in business, but I'll give you like a beauty example, right? So I was like passive in like my brows. I would get them done. They would look cute for a week and then start to look raggedy. And then after 2 weeks, you get them done. Then one day I said, Tiffany, why don't you ask Farrah, what is that thing that you use on my brows? And she's like, oh, this is the pencil. This is the gel. This is the... So all of a sudden... Now, I'm not doing my own brows, but I was able to maintain and upkeep them longer. So they look like how Farrah had done them longer, just by asking, what are you doing, sis? What are you using? Okay. I mean, in all areas, you know, so many times we don't ask those questions. How did you do that? What are you doing? You know, what should I be doing? What are your thoughts? You know, what are you reading? What podcasts are you listening to? How are you bringing in new thoughts or ideas into your life? You know, everything from lashes, right? Like I was going to this lash, like, I didn't really love it. I asked Leela, who does my face, and she said, you know, whose lashes are actually really nice? I said, who? She said, Alyssa. Now, if y'all know, Alyssa's my 17-year-old sassy pants stepdaughter. And I was like, really? Liz? She was like, yeah, I did. Because Alyssa had asked me. She said, Tiffy, she wanted to do her senior pictures and she wanted to get her makeup done. And I said, okay. And she asked if Leela could do it, AKA, can I pay for it? And I said, of course. Plus I knew Leela I'd rather Leela do Alyssa's makeup because she knows that, have her look like the 17-year-old beautiful girl she is, not like some grown woman. So light, because Alyssa's beautiful anyway, right? She don't need all that. But I said, sure. So she came to the house. Leela had done her makeup. I guess Leela had seen how like Alyssa gets lashes because, you know, she's 17 going on 45. But they're natural looking. And I didn't even know she was getting lashes. That's how natural. And Leela said, you know, Alyssa gets lashes and I can tell by who's doing them that they know what they're doing. And I was like, really? But I could not have known that because one, I didn't know Alyssa was doing lashes. Had I not asked Leela, hey, I'm struggling with getting the right natural looking lash. Any suggestions? She said, ask Alyssa. I asked Alyssa. Of course, Alyssa didn't know. She said, ask my mama. So I hit up Shantae. I was like, girl, where you take Alyssa to get her lashes? She told me Springfield Spa. Go hit up Jessica in Springfield, New Jersey. There was a Groupon. And I did it, honey. Like, I love it. I mean, I don't want snuffleupagus lashes. I want you to be like, are those hers? Exactly. Exactly. So if you are feeling stuck, if you are like, I don't know the way to go, it means that you have maximized your options based upon your current library of knowledge. There's nothing wrong with that. Great. Congratulations. It means you have to introduce new books, new thoughts, new theories into your circle so you can do something new. Ask the question, hey, sis, what do you use for your skin? Hey, sis, what podcast are you listening to that really transformed the way you did your business? Hey, sis, what books are you reading that help with your relationship? Hey, bro, you know, like, you know, how did you get your back like that? You know, what exercises at the gym are you using? You know, are you asking for like more information so you can act upon this new stuff? So the other day I had like this like aha moment when I thought to myself, I went to Dubai. I went to this mastermind. It was only like 2 or 3 days. And I said, I'm not flying all the way to Dubai for 2 or 3 days. You thought. So my friend who came with me, well, she was there because she's friends with the woman who hosted the mastermind. She said she was going to go someplace after. I said, girl, I'll roll with you wherever that is. So we went back and forth, maybe Singapore, maybe Rwanda. And we decided on Zanzibar, which is an island right outside of Tanzania. So Zanzibar is part of Tanzania, but it used to be two separate. It used to be Tanganyika and Zanzibar. And then the presidents of those two countries sat down and said, let's be one. And so anyway, Zanzibar is an island right outside of mainland Tanzania. And a friend of mine, again, I reached out to my community. I said, hey, Avita, she owns a company called Nomadness, which is she is the grandmother of Black travel. And so Nomadness, not that Black people weren't traveling before, but she started Nomadness right when social media was becoming a thing and really helped to elevate and expose Black travel for the amazing like opportunity that it was. So anyway, I called Avita because community. I said, why should I figure this out myself? Girl, Avita literally does this for a living. And I said, where should I go? She said, maybe Thailand, Rwanda, then Zanzibar. And she gave me like these voice notes explaining each place and what I can expect. I was like, this is great. So I hit up my friend who I was traveling with. I said, here are the three places that my friend Avita suggested. And she said, let's do Zanzibar because it's very beachy. And I said, okay, let's do that. And we went to Zanzibar. Again, the beautiful thing about community is not just the knowledge, but the connection. Avita said, let me connect you to my girl, homegirl that lives in Zanzibar. I said, okay. Avita sends a WhatsApp message between me and this girl named Justa, another sister. And she said, this is Justa's website, Curious on Tanzania. And I said, wait a minute, that looks familiar. I went to the website. I said, I remember this lady. I met Justa some years ago. She had a pop-up shop in Brooklyn, and I bought some African print clothing. And if I remember, we took a picture. Child, I ran to the Googles, my Google Photos, typed in African print clothing, 2013. I have a picture of me, Justa, and I don't know if her niece or nephew, and like taking a picture inside her apartment. I posted in the WhatsApp group. I said, oh my gosh, Justa, I don't know if you remember me, but I came to your house 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. And I told you, I remember now, I told you I was going to come to Tanzania. She said, you know what she said? She said, Tiffany, I was just typing this to Avita separately outside of this group chat. She said, Avita, I love Tiffany. She won't remember me, but some years ago, she came to my apartment for a pop-up. And she told me she was wearing her green bracelets and told me that one day she was going to be big in personal finance. And that, she's done it. And she said, and here you are. Not only do you remember me, but you came with receipts with this picture. So it was so wonderful. Justa, within a couple of days, planned a whole Zanzibar itinerary for myself and my friend. We stayed in Stone Town at the Park Hyatt, which is this luxurious hotel in the middle of town by all the markets and food and whatever. And then we drove to, I don't even know like what that part of the of Zanzibar is called, but Stone Town is like in a town, the city, if you will. And then we stayed there one night and then two nights in the most luxurious, it's called the Zawabi, I think it was called, hotel. It's only 12 bungalows. And so my friend had one, I had one, and then, you know, the 10 other ones were rented out, I guess. So the service, impeccable. Every server knew your name. Everything was included. It was right on my bungalow was on this cliff and you could see the beach below. Sunset and sunrise was just amazing. And then you could walk down to the beach, which I did. If you saw any of my stories, I mean, you largely had this private beach almost always to yourself because only 12 people, child. It was visually beautiful and stunning, and they painted everything these muted colors. So it was just so calming, and it was just incredible. And we spent 3 days there, two nights there. And then the next day, we went to go visit the Maasai, which is this amazing African tribe, and got to learn about their tribe and their culture. And did a spice tour. And I don't know what I thought the spice tour was going to be like. They walked us through the woods and was like, smell this leaf. You're like, that smells like cinnamon. That is cinnamon. Smell this leaf. That smells like vanilla. That is vanilla. That is ginger. That is turmeric. So it was literally walking through this farm and seeing like all the spices that we love so much and what plant it actually grew from. And then the ability to buy, you know, the dried ground, fresh spices. I bought cinnamon tea, ginger tea, turmeric tea. So that was an amazing experience because of what? Community. And it was just an amazing experience. If you ever think about going to Tanzania or Zanzibar, Curious on Tanzania. She's on IG as well, but also I think that's her website. Shout out to Justa, another sister. Amazing. I just want us to understand that like it is not possible to navigate this world successfully alone. I had this aha moment when I realized is that there are people who live in the studio apartment of their life in their head. You know what I mean? Meaning that like this limiting belief is like, not me, my skin. This is just how my skin is. My mama's skin is like this. Oh, you know, like this is the size I am. I've been trying to lose weight, or like, oh, my hair just doesn't grow. You know, like I have 4C, so my hair grows out. It'd be very easy for me to say, oh, my hair can't grow long. Meanwhile, my hair is in the middle of my back now. You know, like we live in this studio, like apartment version of our life of limitations. And you are arguing for your own limitations and winning, because you always going to win the argument when you argue for your own limitations. And then there are some people who by luck or advocacy for themselves say, maybe there is more. Maybe there is a one bedroom of life I can live in. And they get to the one bedroom, they're like, oh, this is available to me. And maybe there's a two bedroom of life. There are some people who are living in the mansion of life, like the fullness of what life has to offer, from love to health, to wealth, to connection, to family, to friends. There are people who are living in the fullness of their life only because they ask the questions of how and who. Who do I need to lean into? My mentor said that best, Lynette Calfani-Cox. She said, so many of us are so stuck on thinking that we have to do the how all alone. And she said, it's not so much the how, it's the who can connect us. Evita connected me to Justa. Like Leela told me about Alyssa's last lady. Alyssa told me to ask my mama. Her mama told me Jessica. The reason why I found my brow lady, Farrah from Secret to Splash, is my sister, Carol. She came to the house. Her brows were looking amazing. We were like, where you get your brows from? And she was like, oh, I found this place on Groupon. Secret to Plush. And Farrah was so amazing. All of a sudden now, me, not only me, the whole neighborhood. We all go, all the ladies in the neighborhood that we all hang out with, we all go to Farrah now. You know, and I just love that like community equals connection. When I first got on TV for the first time, you know, I didn't know how to get on TV. Literally, Lynette was like my mentor. She was giving me a ride home from this event. She said, have you ever been on TV? I said, no. She made a phone call to the producer at Pix 11 and said, hey, I know I said I was going to come on next week, but I have somebody who should come on instead. Her name is Tiffany. The producer, because it was her, and Lynette had been doing TV for many, many years, said, okay. And then she coached me. That is a who, not a how. And so we are not meant to navigate the challenges by ourselves, not financially, not personally, not anything. We are meant to live in a collective. And if you can't lean on your family, you could create your own collective. Do you speak to your neighbors? Do you join groups? Like there's a great group called Girl Trek, where women, especially Black women, walk every week. So you're not going to be by yourself. Are you a dream catcher? All these free groups that I have for people who are on their financial journey, thedreamcatchersgroup.com, it's free. Are you there? Like you don't have to navigate this place by yourself, and you ought not to, because it's going to be through someone that you realize that there's more available. I don't want to look at my life when I'm 80 years old and think, wow, I could have had more and I was too scared. Or I had accepted that life is going to be less. I refuse. You know, after my husband passed away, after Jarrell died, I didn't want to be here anymore. You know, I just was like, why? What does it all matter? It's all going to be done anyway. And now I just realized that, like, eventually we all do go. And I don't know when that time is going to be for me. You don't know when that time is going to be for you. But in the meantime, I want to maximize love and family and life and business, and health, and wealth, and beauty. I want to get all that life has to offer. I do. And you can do that too. I want that for you. And so if you're not sure where to start, you know, start by building community around you. Do you leave the house? Do you, you know, can you work at a co-working space? You see people enough times, hey girl, now that's your bestie, okay? You know, like, do you talk to the cashier at the Whole Foods or the ShopRite or wherever, you know, are you part of your church group? Build intentional community and see how that totally transformed your life. See how, like, you know, you can go from wherever you are to wherever you want to be, you know? And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that. Community. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, wait, give me a year. You're going to be like, oh, look at Tiffany. Not even, because girl, I'm fine now. But I'm getting my whole life together. Oh, so we're going to take a quick break and I'm coming back to do some BA. Oh, no, we don't do BAQA until Friday. Well, I'm going to come back with a brown boost, brown break. We're going to pay some bills.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Hey, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I am back and blacker than ever. Okay, let's see. Brown Boost is time. Wait, how does a Brown Boost Brown Break song? I always forget. Wait, darn it. Child, I forgot. Brown Boost Brown Break. I can't remember the daggone song. Man, did you see here to like help jog my memory? Oh, yeah, there you go. Imani, my producer, was like, she reminded me. And now it's time to boost up, break up, boost up, break up, boost up, break. Are you going to boost? Are you going to break? What you going to do? What you going to take? Okay. Am I going to boosty or a breaky? I actually am going to, I'm trying to think, what am I going to do? Boost and break, boost and break. I am going to do a quick break and then I'm going to do a boost because we got to end on a high note. So quick break is, child, it was ghetto when I came back to the USA, the United States of America. Because when I landed in JFK, I mean, I usually land in Newark because I live in Newark. You know, I have, what is it called? Not clear, but a global entry. So it was literally minutes, you know, like they just, you glide right in. But then they pull me to the side talking about they got to check through my bags. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to open it. I mean, it was a brother. He was nice. But they went through every bag, every piece of lotion, opened up lipstick, opened up. I was like, what are you looking for? The Muffin Man? It was crazy. I was like, I've never been. I mean, it got down to like, you know, on vacation, I don't do laundry. I just bring, if it's 10 days, I'm bringing 20 days worth of underwear. Okay. So, you know, there was one of the bags he was open. I said, before you open it, I'm just letting you know that's my underwear. Do with that what you, with the information. And I ain't do no laundry. Like how you want. That was the one bag. He was like, I'm going to let that go. I said, yeah, you might want to let that go. I don't know. It just felt so invasive, but I guess they had to keep the people safe or whatever. I mean, they was opening up. I mean, when I literally, I've never seen that before. Opened jars, squeezing stuff out. He's like, you got a lot of makeup. I'm like, first of all, sir, mind your business. It's not a lot of makeup. And I wasn't sure how I was going to step out. He was bending up shoes. He said, because people hide stuff in their shoes. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't bring my Jordans because you had been creasing them up. But I mean, the officers are really nice, but it was just a little ghetto. You know, y'all be talking about Newark, but they don't do all that. mm-mm, honey. So that was my, that's my travel break. But my travel boost is this. So for the first time, I flew Qatar Airways business class, business and first. And I have flown a lot of business and first in the last couple of years. Y'all know I just started because you know, I was like, if the flight is over 3 hours, then it's worth it for me, especially if it's business. And I was flying for business because I was doing the mastermind. It's worth it to get to pay for a business class because now that I have it to be able to do it. And so I've flown business class before. I'd even flown to Dubai before. I forget what I flew. It was like United and Lufthansa. Child, them airlines is ghetto. Because that oil money, that Qatar, I was like, it was like a room. I said, this is business class? I mean, it was so spacious. It's like a seat and another little mini seat. Child, I mean, they were like, here are your pajamas. And I've gotten pajamas on the airlines, but they even had like this kit with perfume and all this stuff in it. Basically, they knew when you got on your name, if you were a woman or a man, you know, basically, I guess what you filled out is a kind of kit, like the kind of like a bath kit or whatever that you had in your little room. You can actually close the door, honey. I ain't never was able to close the door before. I mean, the menu that they gave, it was like, you know, you can eat whenever. There's no, oh, we serve at breakfast at this time and this at that time. No. You could order whenever, however, how much you ever you wanted. I don't drink alcohol, but they had all the mocktails, honey. And it was just an experience like none other. And I told myself, like, I wanted to fly either Qatar or Emirates because I'd never flown. And I mean, to the point where there was like a separate bus. So like they will like let the plane board. And then they were like, okay, if you're business class or first class, here's a separate bus. Some people even had a car that took them from the terminal to the plane. And we got to board last because they're like, you board right when we're about to take off. I was like, oh, excuse me. I mean, when I tell you the rich people are living a whole nother life, you know, I consider myself a nouveau riche, a new rich, a whole nother life in actual Dubai itself. I did not know this because last time I did fly business, it was just ghetto business, apparently, that when you fly out of, if you're flying Emirates, Emirates actually has a VIP terminal. Listen to me well. So you know how you go to the airport and it's like, oh, terminal one. And you go in, you check your bags, you check in, you get your ticket, whatever. They have a VIP terminal for anyone flying Emirates, business, or first class. That, first of all, Emirates is already a beautiful, like, you know, airport. Child, the way they treat you like an Emirati, the way they treat you like a queen, I was like, wasn't no lines, wasn't no, I mean, the way they, I ain't never seen nothing like it. And then the lounge, hey, I said, what in the dog food have they been serving me before in these lounges? The lounge was, I mean, they're like, you want this, there was stations, an Indian station, well, an Asian station that had Indian food, like Japanese and Chinese food, an American station, Arabic station. I mean, there was a spa in the lounge, places to sleep, a gym. I mean, the airport itself looked like a mall. If you weren't really present, you were like, is this a beautiful high-end mall? Right. And then the business class lounge in Doha. So the way I flew, I had to go from JFK, which is in New York, to Doha, which is in the Middle East. And then Doha is like a 45-minute flight to Dubai. So it was like two flights. Right. So the Doha lounge, the Qatar lounge in Doha was spectacular. It was the biggest lounge I've ever seen. The cleanest. I don't have the words to describe. It was a 20 out of 10. I've never, like, they had like a 5-star restaurant there. I was like, this is a lounge? It was so huge, so much food, so much. It was beyond. And what it showed me is that there are people living a parallel life. You know, it wasn't too long ago I was teaching preschool. And before that, I was struggling. After that, I was a struggling business owner. It's only just now I've been stepping into my rich. And even then, girl, my little panties next to these people, honey. Honey! But it just was the level of service that you get at that level made me feel both bad and good. Like, dang, everybody should be treated like this. But the way they treat you at that level, when you're in that lounge or you're flying business class on a, you know, on a top airline like that. And, you know, like the way you're treated, the way you're spoken to, the space that's made for you, you know, it's just, it just goes to show you how badly treated any other time. That wealth really does open up certain like levels of doors, you know? It was just a real eye opener. So I don't know if that's a boost or break. It's a boost either way. And like it's a something. And I just wanted to share that experience because I said I wanted to fly Qatar or Emirates, but Emirates was way too expensive to fly out there. Qatar was half the price. And I said, because I wanted to just have that experience. And I had it and it was beautiful and it was amazing. I'm gonna do it again. child, you've ever flown Qatar Airways or Emirates? Let me know how it was. One thing I heard about Emirates, but this is why they charge so much, is they will come pick you up from your house and drive you onto the tarmac, honey. But I wasn't gonna pay all that for Emirates. I said, child, it was too much. But yeah, it just was like an amazing experience all around. And like I said, I am leaning in fully to my feminine, leaning in fully to my success. Like my condo is almost ready. When I tell you I went by to visit today, it is, I can't believe that I get to live there. It looks like somebody else, somebody rich and wealthy. My sister said something funny. She said, for the first time, where you live actually matches your bank account. I told myself, I'm going to have all the good things now. You know, I don't know how long life will have me. And so while I'm here, I still look after my family. I still look after my friends. I look after y'all, you know, through financial education and otherwise. But while I'm here, I'm also going to look after myself because we are deserving of that too. That I too am part of the community, as Dr. Green, my therapist, always reminds me. While you are looking after the community, Tiffany, remember that you are also part of the community. So if you need that reminder from me and Dr. Green, you are also part of the community. You are worthy and deserving of all the good things. Well, that's today's episode, but don't forget we have BAQA. That will be on Friday. Until then, love y'all. Bye.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.